Roebuck Foundation.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. It's a new week in our neighborhood, and we're glad you're with us. I have something in here that I'd like to show you in the kitchen. Come along. Hi, fish. Sue, can you guess what's in here? Lots of blocks. I want to show you something with these blocks. Look here. Do that. I'll do four of them now. Now I'll do eight. Four, five, six, seven, eight. Now I'll do all 10 of them. Make it go in different directions. Did you ever do this with blocks? Nine. 10. Ready? Ah, that didn't work. You have to set them up just right. Okay, one, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's see if it works this time. You know, even though these blocks look very much the same, each one is different. Just like each person is different and special. You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me. You see, F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You are. You know, my friend Bob Tro makes these blocks in his workshop. Why don't we go over and see him now? Just leave that like that till we come back. See you later, fish. You are my friend, you are special. Hey, Bob.
Hi, Frank.
I've just been using the blocks that I got from you. They are really great.
You having fun with those?
Mm-hmm.
This is how they're made.
I'm making a yellow one now?
Yellow one there. But what, we let me finish this before it dries and I can get the...
Yeah, I wanted my friends to see how you made these.
Okay.
Of course, painting them is about the last thing you do,
isn't
it?
The last thing you do. If it's the last thing you do...
What's the first thing
you really have fun with them is the last thing you do.
Oh, that's right.
First thing you do is get a board, mark them off, and then saw them down to size. Oh, we have to do safety glasses first here. Prepare for you.
Thank you.
Safety first. Oh, like your new eyebrows.
What do you mean? Oh, those are the straps.
The straps are in there. Yeah, there we go. Okay, now we'll... Bring them over here.
How do you turn this off?
Oh, something like this. Then we can take our safety glasses off. And the next step is to sand them. Get a piece of sandpaper. Get the rough edges off.
I do that?
Sure. In fact, here's a piece. You can sand that piece, and I'll sand this piece. Ones where it needs a little more sanding, you can use one of these blocks, wrap a piece of sandpaper around it, and this becomes a sanding block.
Sanding block?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I like that idea.
And you can...
I'll make one, too.
That way. Will you make one? Okay. Then if it's a little uneven, well, you can straighten it up. You have a wood instrument there. Doesn't that smell good? I like to smell wood. That's why I like... One of the reasons why I like to work with wood is the smell. Mmm. Okay.
Then when it's sanded, do you paint it?
Then when it's sanded, you paint it. We'll say we'll just... This one's just about finished. We'll put that one over here. Now we'll go into this one. We need another yellow one? Yeah, let me just put another yellow. Oh, that needs sanded a little more. Well, there's one.
I like the idea that you make the different colors.
Yeah, that makes it more interesting, I think. This is kind of a yellow green here.
Did you always like to build with blocks when you were a boy?
Still do.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I like to invent things, too.
What do you mean, invent things? You mean, well, like buildings and things?
Mm-hmm. You're kind of inventing something right there, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have an invention right here for you. I want to show you.
What is this?
Well, you know...
Oh, I bet I know what that is.
Here. You've done this, haven't you? Watch this one. Do you have a super something that you can push these down with? This, you can't do this the way you did these. You need a super something to push the first one down here. There are a lot of super things right there. You just make your choice.
Now I guess I better not use the paint.
Nah.
How about a super funnel?
Good. Fun with a funnel, we'll call it.
Now what do you do?
Just push that first one down and see what happens.
They go down.
Right. Now watch this.
How did you do that?
Ah, you try that again. Maybe you can do it this time. We'll angle it a little more. Make it easier for you, okay? You try that. Now, use the super funnel and try to bring them back up. Very good.
Come on, how did you do that?
Well, actually, it is a trick. See this? All of these lines come out of here, down into this cord, then down into that paddle.
Yes.
Now, when they're pushed down, you didn't see me, but I put my foot on here, see? And as I waved that funnel, and we were having fun with the funnel, they all came back up. You want to see how it works?
I sure will.
Okay.
You mean you invented this?
Well, a little complicated, isn't it?
What is it ever? Well, there's a string for every one of those blocks, isn't there?
Right. And these little eye screws are that goes lever through there. And
boy, is that ever complicated.
A little more complicated than the one you tried, isn't it?
I'll say.
Let's see if I get the one again. Want to try it? Wave the super
funnel.
Works.
Beautiful. Mr. McFeely.
Oh, good day, Mr. Rogers. I didn't know you'd be here today. I have a film to show Bob Trout, and you can watch if you want.
Wait, have you seen this thing?
Well, yes, I did. I made a film of it. In fact, that's what the movie's all about.
Would you like
to see it?
Sure.
Oh,
I've
seen that.
Here's what you do.
Either.
You just look right in there, all righty?
Oh, okay.
That's familiar.
There are the blocks.
Are you going to knock them?
Yeah. Down they go.
And then will you bring them back up?
Yes, I will, with trick photography.
Lots of tricks there. Well, how did you do that?
Well, now that's upside down. I held the camera upside down.
I see.
Excuse me, I've got a dry throat today.
Oh, there you make them come right back up again.
Hop right back up again.
Yeah. Well, what are those?
Well, that's a picture of dinosaurs. Currently working on a film on dinosaurs.
Oh, dinosaurs are mighty huge creatures.
They certainly are.
I didn't know you were interested in dinosaurs.
I always have been.
Yeah.
But dinosaurs don't live in this world anymore.
No, not anymore. Oh, I have those six purple blocks that
you
ordered.
Thanks very much.
Which remind me, Mr. McFeely, would you mind delivering this package for me?
Oh, sure would. Speedy delivery. Oh, this is near your house, Mr. Rogers. I'll just walk along with you, all righty?
Very good. We'll go together.
All righty. Bye-bye, Bob.
See you, fellas.
Bye, Bob.
Speedy delivery to you.
Thank you.
Come in for some orange juice.
Oh, thank you. I'd like that.
I have some in the refrigerator there.
Alrighty, then we'll hit the spot. I think I'll take a movie, The Fish, while I'm waiting.
Oh, fine. I think maybe I'll try something here. Yes, I'll use the funnel.
Well, I'll take a movie of it.
Oh, all right. Orange juice through the funnel into the cup. Here you are.
Well, thank you.
Help.
Orange juice, one of my favorite drinks.
Oh, yes.
I like tomato juice, and I like papaya juice, too.
All kinds of fruit juices are good, and vegetable juices, you know?
That's right. Oh, have you heard from the Incredible Hulk people yet?
Not yet, but I'm pretty sure we'll be able to go.
Well, my camera and I are ready when you are.
All right.
Now let me see this delivery for Bob Trout. It says Newberry Park here. That's just around the corner. I think I'll take it around there and go out the back door.
You're welcome to it.
Okay, speedy delivery to you. Good day.
Good day, Mr. McFeely.
Bye.
Did you hear Mr. McFeely ask me about the Incredible Hulk people? Well, I'm hoping to go visit the place where they make that program, so that I can show that what you see on television is pretend. And Mr. McFeely wants to take movies of them, too. We'll know more about that tomorrow. Right now, let's make up our own pretend. trolley. Let's pretend that Prince Tuesday and Lady Aberlin are at the castle garden. Prince Tuesday could be pretending about super things. He could even have a super funnel. And he could be 5 or 6 years old.
I've lined all my books up like dominoes. And with my super funnel, I'll knock them all down.
Are those your school books?
Yes, but I can do that with any kind of books, or cars, or people, or houses, because of my super funnel.
Well, I hope you'll be careful.
Everybody else better be careful, because I'm the strongest in the world.
I guess sometimes you'd really like to be the strongest in the world, wouldn't you?
With my super funnel, I can do anything. Oh, I've got to take my books and go to school.
Well, here you go.
And here I go. Seems even the trumpets play when I leave.
Niece Aberlin, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday. I wondered why those trumpets were playing.
Oh, my royal fanfare, of course.
Well, Prince Tuesday thought they were for him.
Some days, Prince Tuesday thinks everything is for him. Queen Sarah, I presume?
Naturally, Friday.
How are you, Aunt Sarah?
Oh, I'm really quite tired, dear.
Well, why is that?
Oh, Prince Tuesday wakens up so often in the night and cries out for us that I just don't get much sleep.
Well, what's wrong with him?
Oh, he's having very bad dreams, dear.
About monsters?
Yes, a great big dinosaur with a big crown. And whenever he dreams about it, he just screams out in his sleep.
What do you do about that?
Oh, I go and wake him up and help him see that it's just a dream.
Oh, he'll grow out of that, dear. I used to have similar dreams, and look at me now. I can sleep through anything.
I wonder if he can talk about that sort of thing at school.
Well, I hope they do. It helps for children to talk about such things.
Especially with a very sensitive teacher.
Very true.
Yes, very true.
18 and a half, mm-hmm. 19 and a half, mm-hmm. 20.
Oh, Daniel, that was really nice.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Now, would anyone like to share something special?
I have a super funnel, and whenever the monster comes, I can destroy it.
I see. Are you having some dreams about monsters, Prince Tuesday?
Yes, sometimes, but my super funnel will take care of everything. I could make this whole place fall down if I wanted to.
Oh, well, what would happen to all of us?
I might save you with my super funnel.
Or I could fly in and save you with my super skirt.
Your super skirt? How does that work?
Oh, I just put on my super skirt, and I can fly anywhere I want to, and I can save anybody from all the scary things.
Oh, well, I hope somebody would save me. Because I think that all this is pretty scary talk.
Yes, it is scary for some to hear about monsters and super things, that's for sure.
I think it's time for us to sing the birds and bats and bugs song. Don't you, Ms. Cow?
Yes, I certainly do. How about everybody singing?
Okay. Only birds and bats and bugs can fly. Only birds and bats and bugs can fly. Sometimes I wish I could fly. But only birds and bats and bugs can fly.
Those lucky things.
I'll say.
Only birds and bats and bugs can fly. Only birds.
Now, this has to be the best secret of the year, Purple Panda.
But I do not know whether I want to do it or not.
Of course you want to do it, for your old friend who discovered your old planet.
But I never did anything like this before.
Always a first time for everything. Now be sure to get a costume that fits. And be sure to tell them to put a crown on top of its head and a fancy necklace and make it all very big.
But what if I get scared?
I won't let you get scared. Wait a minute. I hear somebody coming. You better leave. I don't want anybody finding out about this. Bye. Bye.
Hi, Lady Elaine.
Oh. Hello, Toots. How are you?
Okay. Was that purple panda I just saw over here?
Oh, it might have been. I have so many visitors at my museum, I can't keep track of them all. Now, what can I do for you?
Do you have any exhibits of dinosaurs?
Why do you ask?
Well, I just wanted to learn some more about them.
You didn't hear what Purple Panda and I were talking about, did you?
So Purple Panda was here.
I guess you could say that.
Look, all I wanted was to borrow some pictures or models or books about dinosaurs. Could you help me or not?
Sure, if you're sure.
About what?
Never mind.
Great.
But the real ones are much bigger than these models.
I know. And they lived a long, long time ago, and nobody in our world has ever seen one.
Mm-hmm. No, not yet.
What did you say?
Oh, I was just talking to myself.
Well, I want to show these to Prince Tuesday and try to help him realize that there aren't any anymore.
That Prince Tuesday and his super funnel.
How did you hear about that?
He told me, and he said it was more powerful than my boomerang, toomerang, sumerang. And you know that's not true. His super funnel is nothing compared to my boomerang.
Well, he's afraid of dinosaurs and monsters, and I want to help him.
And I want to show how powerful my boomerang is, the most powerful of all.
Oh, Lady Elaine, we all know that you're powerful. I guess you just have to keep proving it to yourself, don't you?
I'll make the trolley come. Boomerang!
There it is.
That was even sooner than I expected.
You see?
See you, Toots.
What will we pretend that Lady Elaine and Purple Panda are going to do? Sometimes it's fun to pretend and play about super things. But you know, people can get hurt if they play at it too long or believe it too much. I heard of a boy who put on a Superman costume and tried to fly out a window. And he got badly hurt. I remember when I was a boy, used to take a sweater and put it around my shoulders like that. Hold the arms out like that and pretend that I was flying. Yeah. Let's go out here. I'll show you what. I had a couple steps there at the porch and I would go like this. But of course I never took off. No, because only birds and bats and bugs can fly. People can't. Only birds and bats and bugs can fly. Want to sing that with me? Only birds and bats and bugs can fly. Sometimes I wish I could fly. But only birds and bats and bugs can fly. Yeah, I mean, people can't. Even when you go like that, you just can't fly up in the... Do you hear a phone? Oh, that is the phone. Hello? Hi. Yes? Yes, it is. Mr. Bixby. Oh, good, I'd like to talk with him. Hello, Bill? How are you? Yeah, Yes, I wanted to come over and show my television friends how you make that program. Day after tomorrow? Fine. All right, we'll be there. Yeah, Mr. McFeely'd like to come along. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Oh, that's Bill Bixby. He says we can come the day after tomorrow. So we'll be able to do that. He said, I have some pictures here I wanted to show you. This is Bill Bixby. And he plays on that program, The Incredible Hulk. And so does Lou Ferrigno. And Lou gets dressed up, puts a lot of makeup on, and wig and everything, to look like The Incredible Hulk. And we'll be able to see how they make that program the day after tomorrow. Well, that'll be fun. Little bit of... Where's my bag? Oh, it fell down the chair. Put all these together. Put toys away when we finish playing with them. Funnels, too. Some food for you, fish. Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. I'll just leave these right here. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. You always make each day a special day. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person like you, and I like you just the way you are. Yeah, you don't have to fly for somebody to like you. People can like you just the way you are right now.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
Doink.